outside a school. The suspect's been detained over the attack, which put five people in hospital, three of them young children. Irish Police Superintendent Liam Geraghty describes some of the injuries.
One girl aged 5 years has sustained serious injuries and is currently receiving emergency medical treatment in CHI Temple Street. One boy aged 5 years and a girl aged 6 years who received less serious injuries were brought to CHI Crumlin for treatment. The boy has since been discharged.
A timeframe's been set for the release of some hostages seized by Hamas on October the 7th. The first 13 will be freed from captivity in Gaza tomorrow afternoon, hours after a four-day pause in fighting begins. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military offensive will go on after that.
We hope to get this first tranche out, then we're committed to getting everyone out, but we'll continue with our war aims, namely to eradicate Hamas. There's no hope for peace if we don't eradicate this murderous movement.
Downing Street admits there's work to do to bring down net migration. Figures have been revised up for last year to another record high of 745,000. A far-right politician described as the Dutch Donald Trump has won a shock victory in the Netherlands general election. Geert Wilders' Freedom Party has more than doubled its number of seats in Parliament. Scotland's Health Secretary says he'll cooperate with a parliamentary probe into an iPad bill of almost £11,000. Michael Matheson told Holyrood his son's racked up roaming charges by watching football on a family holiday in Morocco. The inquiry will consider whether his claims for public money met the requirements of Holyrood's expenses scheme. And Great Britain are out of the Davis Cup after a defeat to Serbia in the quarterfinals. Novak Djokovic beat British number one Cameron Norrie in straight sets to secure their passage to the semis. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for singing in the wire. Now I can hear you in that wire. Wichita lineman is still on the line. Small vacation, but it sure don't look like rain. If it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. And I need you more than I want you, and I want you for all time. It's still on the line.
from a band who formed back in 2014 in Dripping Springs, Texas. That was Midland there. They have since gone on to win a new vocal group of the year back in 2018, and they were also nominated for 2 Grammys celebrating the success of their debut single, Drinking Problem. That was their latest single, a cover of the Glen Campbell classic, Wichita Lineman. Welcome to Night Shift, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. And coming up on tonight's show, I'm going to be sharing Lainey Wilson's latest single following her performance at this year's CMAs, where she won Entertainer of the Year. I'm also going to be playing my top pick from Dolly Parton's new Rockstar album. And finally, tonight's very, very special guest is none other than Harley Moon Kemp. She's going to be playing a gig at the Grace this Sunday, but tonight we're going to dive into the writing behind of her tracks and the tracks that she's written for other people too. In the past, she's written for Una Healy from the all-girl pop group The Saturdays, and her own latest single is called Home, so be sure to stay around for that. But for now, let's check out some new music from Daniel Donato.
Mind by Daniel Donato. It's taken from his newest album called Reflector. The album really has this psychedelic California, really big Woodstock kind of vibes thing going on. He actually began his music career by busking on the streets of Lower Broadway in Nashville from the age of 14. And only a few years later, he was then the lead guitarist of the legendary Don Kelly band that held court at the Roberts Western World for so many years. Donato has also played no less than 464 shows on the Roberts stage, and not just your 90-minute sets. No, we're talking about those four-hour marathons where you're required to know the entire repertoire of country standards front to back and play them until your fingers bleed. Our next artist has, rightfully so, just won CMA Entertainer of the Year, where she won the award. She said, "I've loved country music for so many years, and now I really feel like country music is starting to love me back." This is Lainey Wilson with her latest single called Wildflowers and Wild Horses.
Wow. throughout your hair. I can really move on now that she's there, and I don't want to be in her place, but I'd be lying if I didn't say
me thinking three word crazy right now. Heartbeat on it straight away like I'm on the last lap. Talladega too fast, ain't slowing down. It won't be long till you leave me hurting. You put the gun in a bottle of bourbon. Bet you break my heart. Call a clock in that gravel light, got me in the palm of your hand. Leaving every last text on red, bailing all my girlfriends, holding on as long as I can. I know it's coming, ain't no way around it. That kiss gonna kill me, and I'm all about it. Bet you break. For me, boy, I can already see.
like a phone call. A mama think I love him, but they're
to the night shift, Harley Moon Kemp. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this evening to discuss your latest single and music career as well. How are you this evening?
I'm great. I've just poured a glass of wine. I've put my pyjamas on, so sorry if this goes on video anywhere.
Now, music, I feel like, has been part of your life, some way or the other, since the moment you were born. At what point did you kind of sit there and decide you want to take this particular path within the music industry?
You know what? I don't think I've ever made any conscious decisions with music. I think I've grown up with so much music around me, and we've always had instruments in our house. My family were always singing. I think as a kid, you kind of grow up with music. So it doesn't feel like something you're trying to do. It's the same as whatever your family's into, whether it's cooking or sports or football or rugby, whatever, you know, you kind of get into it as much as they do. So for me, music's something I've always been around and always been doing as part of life. When you have a thought, you write it down in music. So I don't feel like there's ever been a conscious shift for me to try and do music. It's just been something that I've always known.
It's just like flown naturally.
Yeah, I hear music all the time. I want to play music all the time. It's an amazing thing. It's something that vibrates to human beings on a global scale. Like, no matter who you are, what class, race, religion, you are in tune with music. I think when you've grown up surrounded by it, as your kind of terms of communication, it's just what you end up doing.
Now, you originally began writing pop music. What was it that then drew you towards country music?
Originally, I was writing songs for other people. When I was younger, I was a little bit shy of playing my own songs, mostly because my own songs had come from my diary and not from a place of trying to craft something. They'd just been thoughts I'd had, feelings I'd had that day. And so it felt, to be honest, like a bit insecure for me to play my diary to people, read your diary out loud. And when I was writing songs for other people, it had initially a bit of a safety net where you're thinking, well, how would they feel and how would they react and what would be a catchy melody? And it kind of felt
detached from it a bit.
Yeah, you just kind of have a sense of you're doing it as a bit of a exercise. And then it wasn't really until lockdown where I really thought, you know what, I've got nothing to lose. I really need to be creative in this time. I also had lots to write about because I was feeling so many things. And it really pushed me to put my own songs out. And to be honest, I didn't know that I was doing country music until like a few years before. Because I was writing my own songs separately on the guitar, on the piano, and I took them to my publisher and I said, what do you think of these songs? They're not pop, they're not anything, they're just songs I've written in my room, really, the diary songs that are finally kind of released. And he went, oh, it's country. And I was like, listening back, thinking, it is bloody country, isn't it? And then I realised I was so influenced by like the Nashville TV shows, the country music I'd listened to. I was like, you know what? The style of writing that I naturally really want to do is storytelling. When I'm writing a song, I watch it from front to back as a film to understand what I'm trying to say. And when I hear country music, I really feel that with them as well, that they've watched the music video, they've watched the movie of this song. And I think when I met that publisher a week later, he said to me, I've got a writing camp in Nashville. Do you want to go? And I was so nervous. I felt like, oh, I don't know if I'm country or I'm not. I'm working it out. And I went to Nashville within, honestly, 4 or 5 days of being there. I felt like I'd joined the circus and I was never going home. I was like, oh, this is kind of what I've been doing. Yes, this makes a lot of sense. And I was so inspired. I think when you go to Nashville, if you want to be an actor, you go to LA. If you want to be a songwriter, you go to Nashville, because it is just the best of the best over there. And you're so inspired by it. And after that, I was there for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I just, my heart was with country music after that. I just thought, this is so right. And this is exactly what I love.
So what was that experience like then, doing that songwriting camp in Nashville? Because not only are you in a completely different culture, like Nashville is very, very different to London, but I also imagine that you're networking with songwriters that you've probably never met before. So what was that experience like?
Well, first of all, because I thought it's Nashville, I went in like a tassel jacket, cowboy boots, guitar on my back. And I got there, it was way more cosmopolitan than I thought it would be. I was expecting there to be pigs and horses in the road. And it was actually a cool city with just like really cool songwriters. It was really intimidating at first. But when you realise how low-key and honest country is and the type of songs that they're singing and the vulnerability around songwriting in Nashville, I really fell in love with it. And I was out on my own trying to figure out what I was doing there. But within a few days, I just felt like I was really where I was meant to be.
Now, if we rewind to your debut track, it was a track called Space. What made you decide to choose that particular track as the track that was going to introduce the whole world to you as an artist? What about that track stood out to you?
You know what? I think because it was in lockdown, I'd already written that song. It was one of the songs that I played initially that I had in my back pocket, thinking, this is not a pop song that I'm going to sell to some random artist. This is a song that I really love in a time where I was like feeling really emotional towards someone. And I actually wrote it on an aeroplane, which is why it ended up being called Space, because I felt like I'm in space, I'm lost in time, all I want to be is in this person's space. I was flying to go and see them. And I always really liked the song, and I always sang it when I was alone in my room. And in lockdown particularly, I actually was drawn to listening to songs that felt nice and happy. I was really struggling to listen to sad songs in lockdown, and I just wanted to be in a romantic place and in somewhere that felt kind and soft. And space, just honestly, it wasn't for anyone other than me. I didn't expect it to go anywhere. I just thought I'd put it out because I liked the song and it felt like a happy song in a time where I was very stressed and but quite romantic. So there was no real strategy behind it, honestly. It wasn't like I picked a lineup of songs. It just felt like the right thing to do at the time.
You make me feel like I've arrived on the planet, changed up my whole life from the way that I planned it. Made me feel you switched on the lights, darling, you make me feel alive. When we're close to falling asleep, the moonlight in us in the sheets, you lean in and whisper me. I can stay here forever when I look in your eyes. The shape of your body looks perfect. When we're in your space, when we're in your, when we're in your, but it's my favorite place when I'm in your space.
Past, you've, like you said before, you've written songs for other artists. You've written songs such as Una Healy. You co-wrote her track called Until You with another co-writer called Fred Abbott, who's from the band Know and the Well. How did you and Fred first connect?
I think it's funny when you're in that country scene, when you start getting in the scene, people are like, you know who you should meet? And they just pass you on. It's been quite like it's this nice little circuit in the country scene. And to be honest, everyone is really kind to each other and really wants to support each other, which is really amazing. So I got introduced to Fred through a manager who said, oh, you've got to meet this country guitarist. And Fred and I have written quite a lot of songs together. He actually produced Space for me, and She Looks Like Me and He Ain't You. He's done a lot of my songs and he plays with me all the time. And I think, because he loves country and I love country, it's just like a native language that we can hang out together and write songs together. And he's super talented.
That ain't shy holding hands, play songs in the kitchen so we can slow dance. He's the type that just drops by with flowers right out of the blue. Takes me to movies just to watch me smile. Takes me to dinner if we ain't for a while. He's kind and he's loyal, he loves me, yeah he do. Machine shows me what real loyalty means. Yeah, I'm still feeling blue, 'cause baby, he just ain't you. He ain't the type gonna make me cry. No doubt in my mind, I fit in his life. He loves me, he do, but baby, he just ain't you. He just ain't you.
think once you step into country music, it can be like a bit small townish in the way that like everyone kind of knows everyone. And it's all very, very well connected. And I feel like it's slowly starting to get like that over here a bit, not just in Nashville, but over in London as well. Especially when you think about like British artists who are starting to now make such headway. I mean, if we look at only a few weeks ago, like Twinny, she's now performed at the Grand Ole Opry. Are you hoping someday to maybe kind of cross over more into the American country scene, or would you prefer to stay here and kind of build up the scene that's here?
I would love to do States, honestly. At the moment, the diary here is quite busy.
So when it comes to modern country artists, other than Twinny, Twinny's absolutely amazing. So other than Twinny, who are some other artists whose work and vibe that you're really, really enjoying right now?
Oh, there's so many.
Narrow it down.
I'm still in love with Maren Morris. I don't think I'll ever not be in love with Maren Morris songs. I have been... I'm still listening to her first album. I haven't changed the track. If she would be like my number one dream girl. And even if I play a show, I always try and slip in a Maren Morris cover song just because I'm such a fangirl.
Now, are there any artists on like your duet wish list that you would not only like to just record and sing a track with, but would also like to have a writing session with them as well?
Can I pick anyone in the world?
Oh yeah, go for it.
If I could pick anyone in the world, I'd really either go Johnny Cash or Chris Stapleton.
Why? They're very, very different artists, I'd say, Johnny Cash and Chris Stapleton. Why either of those?
Johnny Cash, because it's just always a classic. And the lyrics are just so random. I feel like I would like to write a song like A Boy Named Sue with Johnny Cash.
you would never know where that song would end up, kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like I would love to do a song like A Boy Named Sue with Johnny Cash, and I would just want Chris Stapleton for his creamy, ripply vocals. They're so crunchy and creamy. That's what's good about his vocals.
So like a song that's co-written with Johnny Cash but sung by Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
She looks like
like me.
Now, your latest track, it's a track called Home. What's the story behind this particular track?
Oh, do you want me to do the honest version or the basic version?
Oh, it's country music. It's got to be.
So I was travelling and I was in South Africa and I didn't know many people there and I ended up getting invited on a night out. Went for a few drinks, midnight comes, probably time to go home, people are leaving. And just as I was like, okay, midnight here, a few drinks in, I'll probably leave now. Someone hot as hell walked in the bar and I just U-turned my little leather pants all the way around back to the bar to where they were standing. And one of my friends was like, oh, that's someone I know. And I was like, okay, I cannot go home right now. And so I wrote the lyrics, I can't take my damn self home. I couldn't go home. I literally was staying until he was staying. And I got home and I just wrote the whole song about basically chasing someone around a club until I got a snog at the end.
I would have loved to have also known your answer to, like, the non-honest
that was the honest one. I was just going to say it's about meeting someone cute, but...
Oh, no, the honest story is so much better.
Yeah, it was just that feeling. Yeah, it's just that feeling of seeing someone in a bar, then just about to leave and thinking, hell no, I'm not leaving now. I can't take myself home. I've got to stay a little bit longer.
Now, it's a song that I'm hoping you're going to be performing during your live set, because you're actually going to be performing a show this Sunday at the Grace venue in London. What can people who have maybe not seen you live before, what can they expect from a Harley Moon show?
Honestly, it's just basically a list of people I've dated and then I write songs about them and sing them. So if anyone wants a comedy, sad night of my love life, it's pretty much that. There's one night stand songs, there's heartbreak songs, there's can't take my damn self home songs, and I've actually been known to throw out condoms from time to time at certain songs just to keep the party going.
Entertainment and safety at its finest.
Exactly. You never know where the night will take you.
I love how, like, most people when they go to a country gig will be like, oh, I've brought back this guitar pick, or maybe I've got the drummer sticks. No, I've got a Harley Moon condom.
Well, it is just a tragic story after another of my failed love life. So that's what you're going to get. But I'll try and keep it funny and I'll try and keep it uplifting.
Imagine being like, if Bridget Jones's Diary ever was like a country musical, that's what I like.
Exactly. With a real, like, kind of Sex in the City girls' night out feeling to it.
Yep. So we'll definitely be sure to remind fans throughout the show that tickets are still available for your show on Sunday's performance at the Grace. Unfortunately, though, I've had a brilliant time talking with you, but unfortunately, we are at the end of our feature review. But we have got one. We have got time to play one more track of yours, your latest single, Home. Would you like to introduce the track?
I'm Harley Moon Kemp, and this is my latest single, Home, on the night shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Got a dark mind, eyeliner, full of tank. Bus driver, take me downtown where the lights turn into stars. You were still there, black leather. Brushed my arm and I felt better. I could feel the bass burn right through my heart. Now it's 1:30 and I'm totally wasted, but I wanna keep chasing you. Our night's just begun. As soon as you walked in, you know I can take my damn self. This night ain't over yet. Dancing, my hair's wet. Take shots at our
tied up like a cap, plastic cup, and I don't know more than your first name. Tongue tied for the hell of it, holding you like a cigarette. Only time we stop is waiting for the lights to change. Got me so undone. As soon as you walked in, you know I can't take my damn self. This night ain't over yet. That's the matter is where. Six shots at our regret, but I can't take my damn self home. This night ain't over yet. That's the matter is where. Lost in your arms again. I can't take my damn self home. Come off and you're sweating.
This night ain't over yet.
This night ain't over yet. This is my head's wet. Six shots out of breath, but I can't take my damn self home. This night ain't over yet. Can't take my head's wet.
That was Harley Moon Kemp with her latest release called Home. She'll be playing a show at the Grace venue in Islington, London this Sunday, the 26th. So definitely be sure to treat yourself this weekend and secure tickets for that gig. You can follow Harley on both Facebook and Instagram at Harley Moon Kemp. Another UK artist who will be also performing in London this month, but unfortunately that gig is now sold out, is the band Remember Monday. I'm extra excited for this gig because they are going to be bringing back Southend-on-Sea duo Holloway Road as their opening act too. So I'm going to play a track from them now. This is Remember Monday with Nothing Nice to Say.
I know you have opinions, but I don't want to hear them.
When I was younger, I was told you can do anything when you grow.
To say, don't get me wrong, I'm not just trying to find. You used to bring this up all the time, and I would be rich now if I had a pound for every time they say they're messing around.
And you say you mean no offense, but turns out it still kind of hurts. So how about a compliment? 'Cause treat him means to keep us.
I don't wanna hear 'em, 'cause I'd rather be myself than
nice to say. To the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your shit was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. Years to still be here, drunk, wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff, you had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. Do you go back? Go bashing. I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll be here, drunk, wash up in Austin.
Austin by Dasha. She's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from San Luis, California. She first captured listeners' attention when her 2021 EP, that was called Shiny Things, earned a devoted fan base on TikTok with her intimate pop style that harkens to a country, folk, and Americana sound. Be sure to check out some of her other tracks too. My personal recommendations would be to check out another track of hers called Even Cowboys Cry and Olivia. Now, country musicians support a lot of movie soundtracks. Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson was used in the Urban Cowboy 1980 soundtrack. Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd was also used in the Forrest Gump movie released in 1994. And this next example is no exception. In addition to the Hunger Games franchise, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, there's also a lot of country artists who have specially written and recorded tracks for the film. Sarah Farrell is one of the very artists, and so are Flatland Cavalry. So this is War by Flatland Cavalry for you now.
Dizzy from spinning, weaved around your finger like yarn, dangled like a damsel tangled in your charm, worn like a sweater no longer keeping me warm. Ooh, 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 speaking out behind the